Welcome to Frustration to Freedom. I'm your host, Joshua Bird. Join me on this journey as we move to unlock truths towards freedom, emotionally, mentally, financially, and spiritually, together.
It was good, y'all. This episode, I want to talk about positivity. Reason being is because right now it's about 4:30 in the morning. And I'm talking to one of my friends over Instagram messages. You know who you are, bro. But, you know, our conversation, we were just talking about a specific subject, but then my mind started to go into positivity. And I remember one time another friend of mine had said that I seemed to have it all figured out. And I just want to share, and I want to open up a little bit more on just my life. I'm not sure how far I'm going to go with this. I'm not sure what I'm going to be saying. I'm not even sure the full direction of this, but the subject is positivity. So, I tend to be a very positive person. I tend to speak life. I tend to try to see the good in situations, but that does not mean that, that doesn't mean I'm not human. That doesn't mean that I don't have my days or weeks or months where I'm struggling consistently just with like, staying positive or seeing the good in situations or, being motivated to do things or whatever the case may be. It's a struggle. At one point in my life, I felt that, you know, nothing was going right. I felt that the world was against me. I had like a woe is me, mentality, because things were just hard. Like my freshman year of high school, I'll share this. Actually, eighth grade, I never got accepted into any high schools that I never got accepted into any high schools that I applied to. So my freshman year of high school, I was doing cyber school, and that first month I really enjoyed it. But after that, it was hard. I was lonely. I was stuck in the house. Occasionally, I would go to my sister's house when she lived in Pennsylvania. But it was just the cycle of just being stuck and feeling like I was not capable of achieving anything. Because schooling, I don't know anyone that has not gotten into any high schools that they applied to. You know, I know about colleges, but high school, that was a new one for me. And I started to feel incompetent. I started to feel very alone, and I fell into a state of depression. And my entire freshman year, it was a downer. I remember that in youth, some of the kids, we always had like a friendship where we can really like joke with one another. But, you know, sometimes jokes, sometimes words hit a little deeper. But I remember some of the kids were like saying, "You're not even in a real school," like just laughing, all that type of stuff. And I really hated the position that I was in, you know, and I did not see the positivity in where I was at. Even when I went to, when I got accepted, actually the following year into a high school where I was able to do part time, doing homeschooling and then going to the school for part of the day. It was times where I felt like I was unable to do some of the schoolwork. I felt like I was lacking mentally in a certain, in a few areas, just because a lot of the kids there at the time, they were either lifers or they was going there full time, or they, you know, it's just, it was a lot of things. And I just felt that I was not able to achieve anything I set my mind to. And so, yeah, I just lacked a level of confidence in myself. And I guess I didn't really like who I was. I don't know, I was going through a lot of things mentally and emotionally and just trying to find who I was as a person. And even during that time, I started to latch on to things that was just not glorifying to God, things that I feel that, I don't know, I feel, I guess you could, I look at it as like things that was easy, that just kind of came to me. It's like, oh, well, you know, because all this other stuff isn't going well over here, this thing right here seems to be working for me, so I'm going to latch onto that because it just works. It makes me feel like I have value. It comes easy to me. So, you know, I just feel that through time, that became very unhealthy, and things that I had to learn and still am learning to get out of, to not latch on to that, but to latch on to things that truly give life, speak life, create opportunity, create really legacy, and things that actually has purpose and meaning behind doing them or pursuing them. And yeah, y'all, I'm sharing, obviously not in major detail. Obviously, my closest friends and family have seen the process of me trying to find myself, making good decisions, making bad decisions. But I'm just sharing that I have not always been like a very positive person. Sometimes I'm still not always like very positive. Matter of fact, I can be actually very negative at times. And I think it comes down to choosing to see the light and to see the opportunity, to see that there is an opportunity to grow in whatever it is that you're dealing with. Because clearly we can't control every single detail of our life. Sometimes things just happen. Sometimes things don't go the way that we want them to go. Sometimes we're let down. But also sometimes we're, you know, things go exactly how we planned, how we wanted them to, and sometimes even exceeding our expectations. And I think understanding that, you know, this world is not here to break us. Like, this, we're in this world to grow. We're in this world to give something back. We're in this world to make it better. You know, we all have our own personal journeys, but we're all called, and we are all made with purpose. Actually going back a little bit, I remember when I got into college, I was at community college, I was at Monco, and I remember, actually I don't remember what semester it was, but I do remember being in a position where I was unsure if I was going to pass one of the classes, and I was just really stressed because it was like, yo, constantly finding myself struggling in school, and test exams, all that type of stuff. I used to dread because it seemed like no matter how much I studied, I just was not doing well. And, you know, everyone learns how they learn. Everyone, you know, doesn't mean one person is smarter than the other. We just all have our processes. We all have the things that we achieve in and the things that we do well in. And projects, I used to always do really well with projects and writing papers and things like that. But when it came to just like sitting there taking a test, oftentimes I found that I would barely pass or I would pass, but I felt that it still wasn't good enough. It was just a whole bunch of things with exams. But I remember one time at the end of the semester, I found myself in a position where I was like, yo, I'm probably gonna have to drop this class or something. I was like, I was just so mad. And I remember I was in a car, bawling my eyes out, upset, pissed, feeling that I was letting my parents down. I recall my mom told her the situation, and I was just really disappointed because I felt like I was disappointing my parents, and I felt that I was I was really confused on a lot of things, and one of the things that had calmed me down in that moment was just a random verse that had came to my mind, which was Jeremiah 29:11. And the verse is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And I kept saying that. I kept saying it. I kept saying it. I kept saying it. And I kept saying it. And I kept saying it. And I kept saying it. Until I had a sense of peace. Until I had calmed down. Until I could see the light. You know, I ended up getting that as a tattoo because I feel that gave me strength. That gave me a sense of pride. That gave me a sense of understanding that, you know, regardless of what's going on right now in the moment, I do have purpose. I'm here for a reason. And, you know, I felt that, you know, God was speaking to me and comforting me regardless of everything that I was feeling. This is what is truth. Here's life, not death. I'm speaking life to you, son. And it's like, hold on to my words. And yeah, it's just a constant reminder that, you know, God has a plan for me, that I have purpose. So, you know, that's just one of the ways that I have found that, you know, it's a way for me to stay positive, a way for me to remind myself that I'm made with a purpose. I'm made with intention. You know, I'm not just here just to be going through life. I'm not just another statistic. I'm Joshua Caleb Bird. And my name holds weight. You know, God has really took his time on me. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And he loves me. And I just think that through all the negativity of what people may say, through all the negativity on what we even may see now in the news, with the state that this world is in, with this COVID-19, this pandemic, the state of uncertainty, you know, racism constantly being thrown in our face, you know, just a lot of injustice and just with, you know, everyday life, it's easy to only see the negatives. It's easy to only speak on the negatives. It's easy to just go through life feeling that you don't have purpose. It's easy to just hold on to uncertainty. It's easy, you know? But instead of doing what's easy, I feel that it's important to speak life, because life and death are in the tongue. So understanding that life and death are in the tongue, and understanding that when you speak life, your perspective tends to change. When you speak life, and when you speak to the possibilities, when you speak about love, when you speak about purpose. When you speak on things that actually is positive, understanding that, yeah, situations might not be ideal. But when you say, I'm going to choose to speak on the opportunity of the moment, I'm going to choose to speak on the beauty that's within the moment, I'm going to choose to speak on to the vision I have for something greater than what is going on right now. When you choose to speak on the fact that God has created you with a purpose, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, things get easier. And I'm not saying things switch up just like that. But it is the choice of saying, I'm not going to allow negativity to bring me down. I'm not going to allow, the state of where I'm at emotionally, mentally, to dictate where I will be in the future. I'm choosing to see the life that God has called me to. I'm choosing to speak life to my character, to the character of people around me, to build up myself, to build up my friends and my family, to see the beauty behind the dirt. It gets easier. At least for me, I've noticed that, and I feel that when I see other people doing the same thing, we tend to walk differently. We tend to walk with hope. We tend to walk in our faith stronger, and positivity becomes, I guess, a lifestyle, because we're constantly reinforcing life instead of death. And I feel that is a powerful way to live your life, because you become more optimistic on situations. You become more confident. And also, I feel that I've seen people downplay confidence. And I feel that people, to give an example, like I think on LeBron James. And a lot of people, actually, I don't know why, but a lot of people don't like LeBron because of his comment for saying, when he won the championship with Cleveland, that made him the GOAT. And him having that confidence, him speaking that kind of life, and him speaking that kind of that level of greatness on himself, I guess people didn't like. My perspective on it is this guy puts in the work consistently every single day. His numbers show it. His numbers, they co-sign and they back up what he's saying. Now, everyone has their opinion. That's completely fine. But I don't know. I feel that, sometimes when we speak life and when we speak a level of confidence on ourselves, people tend to think that we are cocky or that we're arrogant, and I'm not sure what that is. That's something I'm still trying to figure out. I mean, maybe that's something I need to figure out. Maybe it's something I don't. But I feel that we have to have the ability to speak life on ourselves, because we live in a world that will try to tear us down. We live in a world that would prefer to see us at our worst. Even when we operate at our best more consistently, people want to talk about our worst moments. People want to talk about when we had our childish moments, even though we may be growing. If we're choosing to grow, obviously you're not going to be staying in the same place that you was a month ago, a year ago. You have changed, you have grown up, it's a process to becoming who God has called you to be, I feel that we have to be able to speak life to ourselves, speak life to individuals around ourselves, but also to see when we may be operating at a level that is as lower than what we are called to. But I feel like the ability to speak life is a powerful thing. So I think positivity, y'all, has just been, for me, a whole bunch of things where, you know, it's a journey. I'm not always positive. But I tend to, and I try to, even when I don't want to, and I'm not perfect, but I really do try to speak life or try to see the positives in situations. Sometimes I might just be real quiet and I might not say anything, or sometimes my energy might be off. But I feel that more than I feel that I operate in at a level that is positive, that encourages people. In the times where I don't, I'm working on that, because not only does it bring me down, but it also can bring other people down, you know, because energy does not die. It travels. So being aware of my own energy and being aware of other people's energies as well, I feel that is also important to watch who you hang out with, watch who you walk with, and watch who you are vulnerable with, you know. Because it's like a saying where the five people that you hang around with the most, you will become. And it might not be 100%, like, but I feel that you would definitely pick up pieces of the people that you hang around with. So I choose to surround myself with people who are ambitious, with people who are positive, with people who know how to speak life to me and know how to receive when I'm speaking life to them. People who just want to better themselves, people who appreciate greatness in other people as well. And yeah, like I say, y'all, I didn't really have like a full clear direction on where I was going to head with this. Just the basis, the foundation of this episode is positivity, and just wanting to share a little bit more about my own journey with being positive and it's just the growth of trying to work through, you know, a negative mindset, a negative perspective on life. And people, so you know, this is a new week. Today is Sunday. It is a new week, start of a new week, and we now have the opportunity to implement things that we have been wanting to. You know, 2020 is still happening. 2020 has been a roller coaster in itself. But even within this uncertainty and everything like that, I've been surrounding myself with people who still see the opportunity in this year. And God has presented opportunities for me to take advantage of. And I'm just like, Lord, I thank you so much for just your clarity, your peace that you present. And God does not always show you the full picture. He'll give you pieces, and it's on us to take those steps to walk when he shows us something, to walk in faith. But I'm so grateful that God has shown himself to be so active in a time of uncertainty, in a time where people are struggling tremendously. People have lost loved ones. People have lost jobs. People are losing faith. People are losing hope. But I thank God. I thank God in the name of Jesus that he has constantly reinforced the fact that he is a sovereign God, the fact that he is a loving father, the fact that he is a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. And I'm continuing to, you know, ask God to give me the strength to walk, give me the strength to have faith. We have faith as a mustard seed. We can move mountains. And yeah, people, I just pray. I pray that, you know, and everything that we do, that we will have hope in our step, that we have faith in our step, that we will have confidence in our step, in our walk, wherever that may be. Whatever you choose to put your mind to, whatever you choose to put your hands to, I pray that it's something that will inspire this world, something that will make this world better. That love is behind it, that vision is behind it. I know the journey's not easy. I know this walk of life is not easy. I know it's a roller coaster in itself. But when you have faith in something bigger than yourself, when you understand that you are put on this earth for a purpose, when you understand that you are loved, when you understand that your Savior laid down his life for you, you know, that just speaks volumes to your own worth, that you are truly a gift. You walk differently, you know, you walk with a sense of pride. And it's not a pride that you're better than anyone, but it's a pride that, you know what, I am really a beautiful gift to this world. I have purpose, and I might not always get things right. Sometimes, you know, I might choose to do things that I know is not in alignment with what I'm called to. But I pray that we all will find ourselves in alignment with the word of God, with alignment with our own purpose, and in alignment with the creator of the cosmos, you know. Because I truly believe that when we walk in that, we'll find ourselves on a journey that is more satisfying than anything that this world can truly offer, you know. So yeah, positivity comes from all that, y'all. And if you hear this and you're having a tough day, if you're having a tough week or whatever the case may be, feel free to like contact me, or feel free to try to find things that helps you to find beauty in life. Maybe it's nature, because sometimes like when the sun rises, and that joint be beautiful as heck, and it's a level of appreciation for the world. It's a level of appreciation for where you are at, even if you're not in like the most beautiful situation. But if you have the opportunity to even see the sunrise, that gives you a level of peace. That gives you a level of like, oh man, it's just because it's, you know, understanding beauty, you know, appreciating the small things in life. So, yeah, people, just understand that you have a purpose. Just understand that you are a gift. And I know we don't always get it right, but just understand that you are called to more. You're called to be a blessing in this world, you know. You have something to give. So, but y'all have a blessed day, and just ball out. Enjoy your life. Speak life, you know, and understand that you have been given life for a purpose, for a reason that's bigger than yourself. So, y'all be blessed, and, you know, peace.